Ike brought me some cocaine when he could score for it. C is hard to find in Mexico. I had never used any good coke before. Coke is pure kick. It lifts you straight up, a mechanical lift that starts leaving you as soon as you feel it. I don't know anything like C for a lift, but the lift only lasts 10 minutes or so. Then you want another shot. You can't stop shooting C. As long as it is there, you shoot it. When you are shooting C, you shoot more M to level the C kick and smooth out the rough edges. Without M, C makes you too nervous, and M is an antidote for an overdose. There is no tolerance with C, and not much margin between a regular and a toxic dose. Several times I got too much, and everything went black, and my heart began turning over. Luckily, I always had plenty of M on hand, and a shot of M fixed me right up. Junk is a biological necessity when you have a habit, an invisible mouth. When you take a shot of junk, you are satisfied, just like you ate a big meal. You don't want another shot right away. But using C, you want another shot as soon as the effect wears off. If you have C in the house, you will not go out to a movie or go out at all until the C is all gone. One shot creates an urgent desire for another shot to maintain the high. But once the C is out of your system, you forget about it. There is no habit to C. Junk short-circuits sex. The drive to non-sexual sociability comes from the same place sex comes from. So when I have an H or M shooting habit, I am non-sociable. If someone wants to talk, okay, but there is no drive to get acquainted. When I come off the junk, I often run through a period of uncontrolled sociability and talk to anyone who will listen. Junk takes everything and gives nothing but insurance against junk sickness. Every now and then, I took a good look at the deal I was giving myself and decided to take the cure. When you are getting plenty of junk, kicking looks easy. You say, "I'm not getting any kick from the shots anymore. I might as well quit." But when you cut down into junk sickness, the picture looks different. During the year or so I was on the junk in Mexico, I started the cure 5 times. I tried reducing the shots. I tried the Chinese cure with a solution of hop and Wompole's medicine. Every time you take some of the hop solution, you add an equal amount of Wompole's medicine. In 10 days or so, you were drinking plain Wompole's tonic, and the reduction was so slow you never noticed. That is the theory of the Chinese cure. What generally happens is this. You start taking a little more hop solution than your schedule allows, and that means you put in more Wompoles and dilute the hop that much quicker. After a few days, you don't know how much is in there, and you take it all to be sure. So you wind up with a worse habit than you had before the Chinese cure. An eating habit is the worst habit you can contract. It takes longer to break than a needle habit, and the withdrawal symptoms are considerably more severe. In fact, it is not uncommon for a junkie with an eating habit to die if he is cut off cold turkey in jail. A junkie with an eating habit suffers from excruciating stomach cramps when he is cut off, and the symptoms last up to 3 weeks, as compared to 8 days on a needle habit. When you kick the spike, you get worse until you hit the 3rd day and you think, this is it, you couldn't feel worse. But the 4th day is worse. After the 4th day, relief is dramatic. And on the 6th day, there is only a pale shadow of junk sickness. But with an eating habit, you can look forward to at least 10 days of horrible suffering. So when you are taking a cure with hop, you have to be careful not to get an eating habit. If you can't make it on schedule, best go back to the needle. After my Chinese fiasco, I made up some papers and gave them to my wife to hide and dole out according to a schedule. I had Ike help me make up the papers, but he had an inaccurate mind, and his schedule was all top-heavy on the beginning and suddenly ended with no reduction. So I made up my own schedule. For a while I stayed with the schedule, but I didn't have any real push. I got stuff from Ike on the side and made excuses for the extra shots. I knew that I did not want to go on taking junk. If I could have made a single decision, I would have decided no more junk ever. But when it came to the process of quitting, I did not have the drive. It gave me a terrible feeling of helplessness to watch myself break every schedule I set up. as though I did not have control over my actions.